Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're jumping into something really crucial in the motor coach world, something often maybe overlooked. It's what people are starting to call a career crisis for drivers.
Yeah, it's a big shift in thinking. We've been looking at insights from guys who really know their stuff. Yep. Chris Riddell from TBN's Drive Time, you know him.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And Jeff Rogers from the TCon team, they focus right on driver hiring and recruitment. Plus, Joe Gillis, an actual operator, boots on the ground in Portland, Oregon.
Right. So our goal here is to kind of unpack why driving a bus maybe isn't seen as the great career it once was, and importantly, what that actually means for the industry going forward.
Exactly. And the big question, the hook maybe, is what if this isn't just about needing more bodies? What if it's about the job itself needing a serious reevaluation in today's world?
That's a powerful framing. So this idea of moving from just a shortage to a crisis, when did that really happen?
Well, Chris Riddell points out that things were already escalating, you know, towards being a crisis around 2019. It wasn't just a simple lack of drivers even then.
Okay, so pre-pandemic, it was already getting serious.
Definitely. But then COVID hit. And Riddell's phrase for it is pretty vivid. He said the pandemic took an axe to the driver pools.
Wow, took an axe. That really lands. So people left. Retirement, sure, but others just moved on.
Yeah, exactly. They went to drive dump trucks, maybe FedEx. Some even left driving altogether, like for plumbing, Riddell mentioned. And crucially, many just haven't come back.
Mm.
And he also highlighted something quite stark for today's high school grads. The idea of driving a bus as a career aspiration. It's basically rounding air near zero, was his term.
Zero. That's tough. That really speaks to this career crisis idea, doesn't it? It's not just numbers, it's perception, desirability.
It absolutely is, which leads into what Jeff Rogers talks about, this feeling that the industry is stuck using an outdated playbook for finding and hiring drivers.
Outdated playbook? How so? Like, what parts are outdated?
Well, it touches everything. Compensation models that maybe don't match reality, the way jobs are marketed, even just the process of getting hired and onboarding.
Right. And Joe Gillis, the operator, he had some strong words about that hiring process too, didn't he?
He did. He called it an impossible gauntlet. Like, drivers are treated as guilty until proven innocent.
Wow.
Which is not a great start.
No kidding. And things like insurance rules play into that.
Big time. You often need 2 years of specific experience, got to be at least 25 years old. Joe mentioned, you know, before COVID, his company could find good people, customer service focused, and train them up.
They could handle the training in-house.
Exactly. But new regulations make that harder now. So they're forced to rely on these outside training schools, which are expensive and, well, adds another barrier.
So it's tough to even get in. And then there's the pay itself. Chris Riddell had some thoughts on that disconnect.
Oh, yeah. He points out, okay, the hourly wage might sound decent, say $25, $30 an hour sometimes, but it's often not for a steady 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year.
Ah, so the annual take-home is maybe not what you'd expect from the hourly rate.
Precisely. He brought up MIT's living wage calculator. Just as an example, for Houston, a single earner with a family of four needs over $83,000 a year.
$83,000.
Yeah. And in Portland, where Joe Gillis is, for two adults and one child, it's almost $50 an hour needed. So that $25, $30 an hour, it can be like half of what's considered a livable wage.
That's a huge gap. That basically prices out a whole group of potential drivers right there.
It really does. And it's not just about the money either. Joe Gillis talked about a generational thing too, work-life balance.
Yeah, the classic clash.
Sort of. He sees younger drivers really prioritizing that balance. They're not so keen on, say, being out on the road for 13 days straight with only one day home, which, you know, clashes with the older generation's kind of just get it done work ethic.
Right, which must make scheduling dispatching pretty tricky if drivers are asking for more specific time off.
It really complicates things, yeah. And this feeds into a bigger cultural issue, doesn't it?
How so?
Well, you've got these drivers, they're the face of the company, right?
Right.
Operating these incredibly expensive buses, carrying huge liability.
They're literally driving the business.
Exactly. But often, there's still this us versus them feeling between dispatch or management and the drivers themselves. Culture needs to be more than just, you know, the occasional company BBQ.
Right. It's got to be about genuine respect, support, maybe even for things like mental health, which is so critical now.
Absolutely critical. So where do we go from here?
Jeff Rogers put it pretty simply. The company that has the best drivers wins, period.
Okay. So valuing the drivers is key. They're the most critical asset.
No question. They represent the brand. They directly impact whether customers come back.
So if that's the case, the playbook Jeff mentioned needs more than just a few edits. It needs a total rewrite.
That seems to be the argument. Rethinking everything from recruitment to how drivers are valued day to day, like compensation structures.
Yeah.
Maybe adding forced gratuities, like a guaranteed service charge, to boost take-home pay without operators having to massively hike base rates. Interesting idea. And using tech, maybe, right, to make the job easier.
Yeah, streamlining tasks, making things more manageable. It feels like the industry's been trying to fix these very modern 21st century problems with pretty old 20th century tools and thinking.
That really sums it up. So the industry needs to be brave enough to, burn the playbook, as you said. Challenge those old assumptions.
Yeah, about pay, about work-life balance, maybe pushing regulators on some of those entry hurdles, building a culture of like servant leadership that genuinely supports the drivers.
Because this career crisis, it's not going away on its own, is it? More drivers retiring, fewer coming in.
Exactly. The challenges are real regulations, insurance, culture, pay. It's a big list.
Yeah.
Action is needed, like now.
So maybe the final thought for you listening is this. How much is the industry really willing to challenge those deep-seated math equations, those old ways of doing things that might be stopping the next generation from wanting this vital career? What changes, maybe even sacrifices, are operators ready to make to turn bus driving back into a sustainable, respected profession? Something to think about.